Good day, North Pole. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Elf Stacy, and I'll be reading Chapter 2 of Lucrece Beale's Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon, in just a few minutes. First, I'd like to give you the weather and traffic for today, September 4th. Although no accidents have been reported, traffic is slow and go for the Labor Day weekend. Please remember that all roads are icy, so be careful out there. Meteorologists are forecasting a heat wave for the next few days. It should be negative 10 degrees in most areas of the North Pole. Be sure to put on plenty of sunscreen. As you know, we are entering the few weeks of twilight before sunset. It's the perfect time to get outside with your elf families and sweethearts. I recommend a visit to Elf Dottie's outdoor ice skating rink. Our listener email today comes from Principal Elf Anna at the Robert Perry Elementary School. She writes, "Dear Elf Stacy, please let your listeners know about our upcoming holiday fair. It will be held on November 21st, and those who have been making handcrafted items in their spare time may rent a table. Any elf interested should contact me to reserve a table by September 15th. Okay, crafty elves, contact Principal Elf Anna if you'd like to participate in the annual school holiday fair. Now it's time for Chapter 2 of Santa and the Pigwidgeon, Chapter 2, The Curse. The mysterious warm breeze swept through Claus's house, out the door, up the chimney, and through the window cracks. Now it was gone. The villagers grinned self-consciously. They were ashamed to have been so afraid. They stared at the purse. Where before it had been heavy and bulging, it was now flat and empty.
"You shouldn't have opened it," Claus groaned. "I promised I'd never open it. Now who knows what will happen?"
"Nothing will happen," said an elder nervously. "It was all a joke." "There was never anything in it," scoffed an old man.
"No gold, no nothing," said another.
They laughed and shook their fingers at Claus for having fooled them. "What a prankster," they cried, "always having fun." A little boy standing at Claus's side opened his mouth wide, wider, wider, and gave a huge yawn. A little girl next to him did the same. She said, "I'm sleepy." A second boy said, "I've never been so sleepy." "I can't keep my eyes open," complained another child. "I want to go to bed," sighed another. A moment later, all the children were yawning and rubbing their fists in their eyes. Before anyone knew what was happening, the children were sound asleep on their feet. Mother spoke sharply, "For goodness sake, it's only midday. No time for napping. You'll never sleep tonight." But it did no good. Fathers lifted the sleeping children and carried them home to their beds. All day the children slept, and all night, and all the next day. Men blew horns and pounded drums and paraded in the village square, making enough noise to shake the houses. Mothers banged pots and pans in the kitchens and called, "Come to dinner, we're having your favorite things." Fathers leaned over the sleeping children and promised to play ball or go sledding or climb trees with them, if only they would wake. But the children slept on. Meanwhile, Claus worked in his wood-carving shop. He made a special toy for each child. A clown, a doll with moving arms and legs, a tiny horse-drawn cart, a music box, a sled, a dollhouse, a checker game, a set of 10 pins, something for everyone. While he worked, Mrs. Claus was in the kitchen mixing and baking and loading the pantry shelves with gingerbread man and raisin cakes and chocolate torts and coconut patties and pecan pies. When the children awake, they told each other, "We'll feast and give gifts and make merry. What a time we will have." But the children would not wake up, and finally everyone knew a curse had been laid on them, and they were going to sleep perhaps forever.
"It all began when the purse was opened," moaned Claus. "It is my fault. I promised never to open it."
"You must not blame yourself," said Mrs. Claus gently. "It was not you who opened it."
"It comes to the same thing," said Claus. "The purse was in my keeping."
He picked up the old black bag and shook it angrily.
"I must find a way to break the curse," he swore. "I will not rest until I do."
He flung the bag against the wall. The clasp broke open and a small brass key fell out and skittered across the floor. Tune in next time for Chapter 3, Claus Begins a Trip. Our elf cast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office. Elves interested in requesting a letter from Santa for their children should do so by December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. The website again is writtenbysanta.webs.com. www.webs.com. This is Elf Stacy, and before I go, I'd like to wish all our Muslim elves a happy Eid. Have a good day, North Pole.